next week we'll see the first anniversary of the withdrawal of US troops from Afghanistan. The Taliban swiftly took control of the country, as you know, and since then the economy has collapsed, partly because of international sanctions and the fall off in aid. Mary Ellen McGroarty is country director for the World Food Programme in Afghanistan. She's spoken to us before on the programme and she joins us again now. Thanks for being with us on Morning Ireland.
Good morning, Rachel.
A year on, for the people you work with, what's life like?
Oh gosh, yeah. It's hard to believe that we're just 5 days out, in fact, from the anniversary. It's been an incredibly tough year for the people of Afghanistan. I mean, you mentioned there in your introduction the economic crisis. Yeah, I mean, that's continued to deepen, and then that's on top of, you know, already what was the worst drought in 3 decades, the displacement and the destruction wrought by 40 years of conflict, the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. So the situation, you know, just continued to deteriorate across the winter. There was a massive scale up in humanitarian response, basically that pulled people back from the brink. But the job is not done in Afghanistan. You know, the dial hasn't moved on an economic recovery. We're looking at back-to-back drought in some places. You saw the massive earthquake that they had here a couple of weeks ago, and these weeks we're dealing with flash floods. So it is relentless. You know, that crisis against the backdrop of well of navigating a new reality of a governance by the Taliban.
Across the world, as we know, food prices have been rising over the past few months. What's the situation in Afghanistan?
Yeah, we have seen that as well. I mean, we've seen a significant rise in food prices and fuel prices over the past couple of months. You know, our cash assistance that we deliver into the hands of people, we've had to increase that by 10% month on month. Wheat prices are up by almost 30%. Wheat is a main staple here in the diet in Afghanistan. You know, vegetable oil prices, another key staple, is up by over 40%.
How has your work changed over the past year?
We have been focused on really, you know, getting a massive response underway, which we have managed to do. We've reached over 20 million people since the beginning of 2022, unprecedented numbers. I mean, the hunger crisis in Afghanistan is the worst they have ever seen, despite decades of conflict. We have been able to access all 34 provinces across the country to be able to get assistance into the hands of people and into the communities that they needed. At the same time as well, given the economic crisis that we are seeing, we're trying to put more focus as well on those projects, on those programs that help people withstand the climatic shocks that we're seeing here in Afghanistan, and also to build some type of self-reliance.
What are relations with the Taliban like? Do they cooperate with you?
You know, we found, I mean, overall, I suppose we have been able to reach over 20 million people across the 34 provinces. Yeah, I mean, there have been difficulties in some places. You know, it hasn't been perfect, but we have been able to negotiate humanitarian access. We've remained, you know, very firm on the humanitarian principles, and that what that really means in practicality is mean that we have operational independence to get into to reach the people that we need to reach. But yeah, it hasn't been all plain sailing. They're not a homogenous group. You know, it depends on personalities. I meet with them quite regularly to discuss humanitarian access. But no one can be blind to the extent of the crisis in Afghanistan and the depth of the humanitarian needs.
What are your concerns then about the months ahead?
Yeah, I mean, we're in August. I mean, we are getting ready again for winter. I mean, this is the second winter now that households and communities are facing, where their coping capacities have really been eroded. One of the things that we have seen over the last year is the amount of debt that households have gone into to be able to survive. So people have no resources left to be able to cope. We're scaling up again for the winter. We need to pre-position over 130 150,000 tons in the most remote areas. I think many people will recall last year we were talking about the harsh winters in Afghanistan, and they are extremely harsh. Many areas are cut off because of snow. We need to get food in there. We have seen this year the results of where we were unable to last year to get that food in. For the first time since we've been doing food security analysis in Afghanistan, we had areas that really were on the brink of famine because we were not able to get those food stocks in. So this is really our focus now over the next couple of months. We need $170 million to be able to do that, to feed 2.2 million people in those mountainous areas. But we also have a funding shortfall to be able to get to scale up again to reach 19 million people who still suffer food insecurity.
Mary Ellen McGroarty, Director for the World Food Programme in Afghanistan, thank you for being with us on Morning Ireland.